As this blood is coming out when the nefesh goes out, that mechaba, that type of blood you can put on the mizbeach, that's called the good zrikas adam. Of the dam sheina nefesh yoytzebo, the first sprouts of the dam. Or else after the big gush and the dam starts to go slow again, that dam is after the nefesh went out already. That dam is not called dam. Shanefesh yoytzebo, the neshama left already, is ain a mechaper. You can't use it for kapara. So the question is now, even if the coin spilled by mistake dam on the floor, how is it good to take a cup of the floor? There's a lot of dam on the floor that's not roi for zrika. So that dam should be mavatel this dam. How could you make a zrika? So for the Gemara, El Rav Yudla time, Rav Yudla goes according to Shita. The Yomar ain't dam mavatel dam. That's Rav Yudla Shita. Dam cannot be mavatel dam. Tanya, we learned like this. Omar lahem, yeah. Omar. That's a Yudashita. That min b'min is not bottle. When blood mixes up with another blood, even though it's one drop of blood in 1,000 gallons, it's not bottle. Consider this drop is still there. And we say, yesh bila, get mixed up all over. So when you take a cup out of the floor, there's a drop of every single type of blood that fell in there in this cup. So therefore, if you make a zrika now, you'll help for that one carbon that its blood was spilled on the floor. Now you're making a zrika. I let it be bottle brave. The Yudashita is min b'min is not bottle brave. Tanya, Omalem Reb Yehuda, Nechachom Reb Yehuda told the Chom like this, that the Reichem, according to you Chachomim, that you say there's no way to, if the blood falls on the floor, there's no way to pick it up again to make a Zerika. Because the Chom say, dam is bottom, min b'minu is bottom. So if your little dam spilled on the floor, it's bottom with all the other blood. So for Reb Yehuda, Loma Pekin Es Hazara, how come the Lacha was on Erev Pesach, used to clog up the hole to let the flow out of the Beis HaMikdash. And all the blood used to pile up there in the Azura. What did they do it for, according to the Rabbanan? His Bishlam, according to me, they stopped all the blood there because in case somebody spilled the blood, I'll be able to later take a cup of the blood from the floor and make a Zerika on it, so I'll make the carbon good. But according to you, Chachamim, even if the blood spilled on the floor after it came out of the Kli, first it was in the Kli, then it spilled out, it doesn't help to pick it up anymore because it's about to arrive. So why did they have to clog up the holes that the blood shouldn't go out and let the Azara get filled up with blood? What was the purpose of it? Lama perkin es Azara. Why did they stuff up the holes of the Azara? Or Mulodachom answered back, no. There I tell you, Shvachu l'Bnei Aaron. There was a tremendous Shvach of praise to Bnei Aaron the Kanim. Sheyelchu ad akvos haseyim badam. They should walk up until their ankles in blood. That's how much blood the Azara was, mamash, full of blood up until the ankles. So it was nice to show like we're doing the avoid, even though there's a lot of blood there, still we're doing the mitzvah. For the Gemara Akasha, what do you mean you have blood on the floor? The locher is the Kohen had to walk barefoot. Why? Because the locher is your feet have to touch the floor of the mizbeach, of the ritzvah, of the Azara. If there's a chatzitza between you and the floor, your avoid was possible. So how could there be blood on the floor? There's a chatzitza, there's something in between your feet and the floor. How could you have blood on the floor? And the Gemara Lacha, we're talking about the blood was still wet. The Yaina Chaitzes, if it's wet, there's no Chatzitza. Kiratanya, Hadam if you have blood on your hands, like to an Isha, it's called to the Mikvah, or else if you have Yoy, you have ink on your hands, if you have Chel, if you have fats on you, if you have Vash, if you have honey, you have Vash, if they're dried up on your skin, Chaitzin, that's called the Chatzitza, its filo doesn't help. Lachin, let's say they're still wet on your hands, then in Chaitzin, that's not called the Chatzitza. Here also, since the floor was wet, with wet blood, there's no chatzitza the condom could stand in the blood. But in another kasha though, but the begodim, the big dekunas will get dirty. If they have so much blood on the floor up until their ankles, the chur of their pants is going to get full of blood. But utnan is alocha. Hoyu begodim mutushtoshim, if the kohanim's begodim got dirty, for yavar avadosa didn't avoid the psula. It's possible, learn out from sukim, that condom has to have nice clothing. If there's dirty spots on it, the avoid is possible. See, if there are blood spots, it's not nice. So, Mamish, you have to see how careful Kohen had to be, Mamish. Mamish, if he had blood spots on him, his puzzle. Can you imagine that? A Kohen was standing there in Pesach. Mamish, shechting away, kabonis. You look at a sheikh today, Mamish, he's full of blood. He's all bloody up there. So, Mamish, you had to come and have to be very, very careful. When they made a shechito, they were near the avoid of Adam, they had to be very careful, no blood fall on the godim. Because if the dam fell on the begodim, it'll be possible to do the avoider. So here the kasher is, if the floor was full of the avoider, how could they walk on the blood? The chur again, they're clothing dirty. And then there's no good clothing, the avoider is possible. The chitaymen, maybe you tell me, the madluhu, they picked up their pants. What's sort of felich? They raised their pants. Like a chesh, you want to go through water, you pick up your pants.
and you walk through the water. Maybe you're awesome. No. V'atanya midoy bad. Midoy kimidosei. He had to wear clothing that fit him exactly. Each kohen had to have a special tailor to make a special clothing. Shlo yechsev lo yoseh. Can't be too short, too long. You can't pick up your pants. Can't make them too long. It had to be a perfect fit. So here it had to be a perfect fit. The kohen would get all dirty in the blood. And the Gemara, the aloka sevor lekevis. Only when he was carrying the meat up the plank, that's where the lava avoidi. That's not called an avoida. There, that kohen could afford to get his clothing dirty. For the Gemara v'loy, that's not called an avoida. For me, the boy kuna, since you need a kohen to do it, avoidi. It's called an avoida. And a kohen has to wear his begodim. If his begodim get dirty, it's no good. Tatanya, v'ikra v'akohen es hakolam es becha. Zu hay locha sevor lekevis. That means carrying up the pieces of meat up until the kevis of the plank to them is there to burn it. So you see, it's called an avoida. So how could the kohen get his clothing dirty then? Ela balochas etzim marocha. That means when the kohen used to take the wood to the marocha, top of the mizbech, to make the fireplace, that's the lava avoidi, that's not called avoida. Therefore, at that time, he's allowed to get his clothing dirty. So that kohen carrying up the sticks, the wood, to the marocha, used to get his feet full of blood. When the kohen used to do the avoida, when the kohen had to take the fat up to the mizbeach, or they had to take the dam and bring the dam near the mizbeach, that's halacha, that wasn't avoida. If the whole azar was full of blood, how did the kohen then walk through the blood? The kohen is getting his clothing dirty, and it's big the godam apostle, and the gemara, the maski yitztavah. They walked on top of planks, on top of a stool. They walked on top of something else, therefore they were elevated, they didn't get full of dam. So Rashi said, the Staboy Yisho, Binyin Ho Yishom, Rehem Kiritzpa. Kurta Kashri, there's also the Chatzitza. Tera says, no, this was part of the floor. They had like little planks, what do you call it, elevations of stools from the floor. The floor itself came up a little higher at different places. Kidei, that on Erev Pesach, when the whole Azara was mamash full of blood, up until their ankles, a kohen was able to walk wherever he was standing, from one plank to another plank to another plank, till he got to the Mizbeach. Ben Achrami, those kohanim could not get their begodim dirty into the blood. No, who used to walk in the blood? Only the kohen that put the wood on top of them to the Marocha. How did they skin the animal? Korei, they used to cut it. They used to take out the fats. Nostan b'megis laktirim. They put it into the megis, and then they were makta. Then they burnt the megis. It's for the Gemara, Otto hu gufei hu maktalu. Does it mean that the kohen that took out the emurim, he had to burn it? Like it's mashma, the one that took it out, he right away burnt it. It just means the kohen took out the emurim and put it into this plate. Kedei, that whoever wants to, who'll come later and burn it on the mizbeach. But it's not a din that person has to bedach to burn it. Yotzakas v'shoyin etonah. Every person used to put his Pesach in the skin, and used to hang it in their back, and walk home with it. That's the way they used to walk home with the Korban Pesach. Every Yisrael, after the Kohen did the Avodah, when they get their meat, they used to wrap it around in its skin, and take it home. Rav Ilish said it's not a nice thing to do. Rashi, it's not a nice thing. That's the way the Arabs sell their schayra, to walk with some, put the Korban Pesach in its skin and hang it down your back. That's not a nice thing to do. So Khurhi Dingzik said that wasn't something nice to do. You have to take it home, Mukavadik. Hadru Lecha Tamadishcha. Holding by the sixth parak here, Taf Samachay Mebeis. Elu Dvorim BePesach, Doichin Es HaShabbos. These are the avoidus of the Korban Pesach, that when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's even Doich HaShabbos, you're allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Shchitosoi, you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach HaShabbos, you can shecht it, it's Doich HaShabbos, we'll see in the Gemara how we know it. Uzrikas Domoi, you're allowed to make a Zrika to Dam, take the Dam and make a Zrika that's mutter to do even on Shabbos. Umichol Kirbov, cleaning out the inside, the kishkes of the behemoth, that's also mutter to do on Shabbos. Like Rashi said before, speak Gemara, this has to be done on Shabbos, because if you don't clean out, take out the kishkas, the inside, or make the whole behemoth stink, smell. And that's not nice. So therefore, this is Doich Shabbos. V'haktoras chelbov. Who then you're allowed to burn the chelov of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, that's all the avoidus, which is Doich Shabbos. This you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's called the avodas, the korban itself. So the Gemara, Mishnah, avod sliyosoi. But that if you want to roast the korban pesach, like we said, the mitzvah is to roast it, or else v'yadochas kirbov, to wash off the inside, v'adochas kirbov, this you could do at night, to wash them off. Einam doichem as a Shabbos. These things are not doichem Shabbos. Since you could be tzaleya, roast the meat at night, which will be mitzoy Shabbos on Pesach it's mutter to roast, so you have to wait till nighttime after Shabbos to roast it. Rashi says, Tliyosav yadochas kirbov ein adoichem. The efsha mishatechshach. These things you could do at nighttime. And that's the klal. Anything you could do at night, which does not have to be doichem Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Vaitam, ha-kavosoi. Let's say you have to carry it. Like your korban pesach is far away and it can't come by itself, you have to carry it on your kesef on your back, or else v'yavosa l'chutz l'tchum. Let's say the korban pesach was outside the Yerushalayim, chutz l'tchum, or you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, or else v'chatichas yabalosai, if you want to cut off a yabelos, it means a growth like a ward, which you have either on the behemo, or else maybe the kohen has it, which will pass them from the avoido, or else the behemo, which is possible if he has this ward on him. So the mal, if you cut off the wood that makes it mutter, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Ein doichen es a Shabbos. These things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos for the reason because you should have done these things before Shabbos. Something that could have been done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, hakavosoi al ketef odim. Somebody wants to carry it on the shoulders. Lehaviyo, it's a small lamb you want to bring. Leyazoro derech rishus rabim. You want to carry it through the rishus rabim. Afal pi sheinu el yisus shvus the rabbonin. Even though there's only Nisa the Rabbonin here, why the Kaimlon we hold Chai Noisia Satsmoi, even by a behemoth, this Sabor is, a behemoth really carries himself, so there's no Issa the Raisa, still we say, Ein Doichem, still you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Tehevele Lemevet Me'esmo, you should have done this before Shabbos, you should have brought your korban to the Yazara before Shabbos. V'chein Havayosim Chus Tchum, the same thing if you have your animal outside the Tchum Shabbos of Yerushalayim. You could have brought it inside your shlaim before Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do this Issa the Rabbanon of carrying it chutz l'tchum, bring the chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. V'chatichas yabalosoi, for ruya blaz, if you have a ward, some growth on your fingers, v'choitcho b'tziporno, even to cut it off with your nails, oy b'shinov, or else with your teeth. Eino el l'shvus, it's only osim the Rabbanon to cut it off with your teeth or with your nails. Dimlocho klacha yadu, because that's not a melocha d'raisi, you're doing with some type of a shinui. Midiraisa, if you take a knife and cut off a growth, that would be awesome midiraisa. You're being oikedova migaduloi. Mashenkin here, you're just cutting it off with your teeth or with your nails. It's only an issa d'rabbonin. Still, we say it's not doicha Shabbos because you should have done this Friday before Shabbos. This is the Stam Mishnah. Now, Omer Rebbe Lezer says not like that. V'aloi dinu. He says, I have a kal b'choim, I have a svara. Ma rim shchita. Ma doch when yad erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos that you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Shchita shi mishum malocha. To do a shchita, to shecht the animal on a regular Shabbos, stam to shecht an animal, is an issa d'iraisa. It's one of the lamates malochas. Shi mishum malocha. Still doich is a Shabbos. We say you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Is elu. She mishum shvus. These last three things of just carrying the animal, or else bringing a chus l'tchum, or else if there's a growth on the animal, you want to cut it off, that's for only issa d'rabbonin, lo yitches a Shabbos. Shouldn't for sure this be doich a Shabbos. That's Rebbe Lezer Svaras. That these things that are only Yosim, but the Rabbonin were not Goyzer, b'mokam the Korban Pesach. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Omalei Rebbe Yeshua. Yeshua told back to Rebbe Yeshua, no, to Rebbe Lezer, no. Avarai, not like you. Yomtev Yechiach, a regular Yomtev, I'll bring you a raya. She'atiruboy mishum melocha. On a regular Yomtev, certain melochas you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yomtev. V'yosaboy mishum shvus. But the halach is of Isur the Rabbonin that are still nagei on Yom Tov. L'moshe, you're not allowed to carry something chutz l'tchum on Yom Tov. So even though you're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to do an issur d'raisa on Yom Tov, still you see, Isur the Rabbonin, they kept, you're not allowed to carry the food chutz l'tchum. So the same story should apply by the Korban Pesach. Even though they were mati you on Shabbos Erev Pesach to shech the Korban Pesach, to do the melocham, but that's only something that has to be done. Something that doesn't have to be done, chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to do it. Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer said back, there's no raya, there's no kasha. Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Maza Yeshua, what kind of raya are you asking me, Yeshua? Ma raya, Rishus le mitzvah. What are you bringing me raya from regular yomtiv? A regular yomtiv true, you're allowed to cook and bake on yomtiv. Let's say the food is chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to bring the food into the tchum on yomtiv. Now, to bring the food in, is that's called a reshus. That's not the tzarech gevoya for the Eibishter. That's just called something you want to do. Mashenken the mitzvah. Rabbi Lez is talking about now Mishnah about things for the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Like in case where the person forgot to bring the korban chutz l'tchum before Shabbos. And if he forgot to bring his korban's lamb, he's standing outside Yerushalayim chutz l'tchum, and now it's Shabbos Erev Pesach if he forgot to bring it in. So I'm saying, Mishum mitzvah, you're allowed to bring it in. That's what Rabbi Lez is saying. How could you bring me a raya from regular reshus, just something you want to do for yourself, when I'm talking about doing things for Shemayim, for Gevoya? Maybe for Gevoya, but it's mutter. Like Rashi says, Ma raya reshus l'mitzvah, achilas head yit reshus. Not that we want to eat on Yom Tov, that's only called the Rishusi. But Sarach Gevoya Mitzvah. But Rabbi Lezer says, by the Korban Pesach, if a person forgot to carry it into the Tchum before Shabbos, it's called Sarach Mitzvah. It's called Sarach Gevoya for the Korbanus. He. V'yemhemidu chachomim isra shvush lem b'mokim Rishus, yamidu ap b'mokim Mitzvah b'tmiyah. Like, what's your raya? Sure, I'm asking to you on a regular Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry Chutz L'Tchum. But you have no raya, what would be on a regular, on fear for Sarach Gevoya? For Kabonis, maybe they will make up. For Sarah Kabonis, it could be they will make up. So this is still the Machlokes. Reb Lezer holds that these Isura, the Rabbonis, the Shvusim, are mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to carry your Korban Pesach if you forgot to bring it from before Shabbos Chutz L'Tchum. Rosh can carry it on your back, because only Yosim with the Rabbonis, because the Behemoth Chai Noisi Atzmai, really with the rice that's carrying itself. And what then? You're allowed to cut off a ward that's on the behemoth that makes it possible, you're allowed to cut it off with the shinui. Use your teeth or your hands, it's only yosim of the rabbonin, and the rabbonin will make with tzarech the korban pesach. That's Rebbe Lezer's shita. Yehesher Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva now we ask another question back to Rebbe Lezer. V'yomar hazor tochiach. I'll bring your raya from an issa the rabbonin of hazor. Hazor is if somebody was a tomei meis, the locher is you don't become tor until you have Azor. They have to sprinkle from you from the Mechatis on the third day and the seventh day. They have to take the Mechatis, they burnt the Paraduma, put it into water, and spritz it on you. So Locher is Hazor Techiach, Shimishum Shvus. It's on a Nisa, Shimishum Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that a person should become Tor, Vimishum Shvus, and it's only Yosim the Rabbonin. Vimishum Yin. Vama Hazor Techiach, Hazor will be a Raya. Shimishum Mitzvah. V'himishum shvus, it's only yosim at Rabbonin, v'yena doicha to Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. Let's see Rashi, hazor tochiach, v'tomei mei shechal shviyeh shaloi lios b'Shabbos erev Pesach. Somebody that touched the mei 7 days ago, before Pesach, and the seventh day now is erev Pesach, which comes out on Shabbos. So this person now is still tomei. How does he become tor? Today, on the seventh day, you have to spritz on him from the mechatis. Now today is Shabbos. Still we say he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because Midrabbonin, there's an issa to spritz the Mechatis on you. That's only Yosim Midrabbonin. And now it's Shabbos, still we say you're not allowed to do it. And this is a big Tzarek Gevoya, says Rashi. Shim lo yazik, because if we don't spritz it on you, lo yazik piskoi. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Because right now you're Tomei still. And if you're Tomei, you can't bring a Korban Pesach because you can't eat the meat at night. A Tomei person is not allowed to eat the meat at night. So the only way you become Tor, if they're going to spritz on you today, on Shabbos, this Mechatis. Still we said the Lachri, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Kiva Shittim. The Loidach, you're not allowed to do it. Now to do the sprinkle, this Mechatis on you, it's only Yosem and Rabbonin. The Mai Malachi, there's no Malach sprinkle it on you. Ela Mischazeh Kimasat and Gavram. Midrabbonin it's also because it looks like you're fixing something. Because the person is tummy. Now when they sprinkle this mechatas on you, makes you tor, so it looks like you're fixing up somebody, which is also midrabbonin. So there's only yes to the rabbonin. Still midrabbonin, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Kiva's raya, as you see, even Isur the rabbonins. The rabbonin still said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, even though it's stopping you from being able to bring a Korban Pesach. So you see, the rabbonins did make the Isurim even not to do a Korban Pesach. Is Avato Zokim Kivu, you Rebbe Lezer, Al Tatama, don't wonder, our Elu, on these things that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to carry your Korban Pesach, Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. Shafal Pi Shem Mishum Mitzvah, even though you want to carry your Korban Pesach, for the purpose to bring the Korban Pesach, Vein Mishum Shvus. And the Issa to carry your Korban is only Midirabonin, because the Behema Chai is Noisya Satzmoy, carries itself Midiraisa. Still, Lo Yitchas Shabbos. So the Kiva still, the Mishnah is right. These things are not Doicha Shabbos. Because since these things you could have done Erev Shabbos, whatever you could have done Erev Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. Omar Leir Rebbe Lezer. Lezer said, for your Leia Nidan, Rebbe Lezer, Enechanami, back to Rebbe Kiva, I'm done, I argue on you. Omar Yim Shchita Shemishu Malocha. Doicha Shabbos, Maduch, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. You're allowed to Shech the Korban Pesach, even though it's an Isidraisa. Hazor, in this case where a person is a Tomei Meis, and the seventh day comes out on Erev Pesach, Shemishum Shvus, the Issa not to sprinkle him is only Midrabonin. Dinu Shadoichas Shabbos, Enechnami. Rabbi Lezer said this is also Doichas Shabbos. Like, why not? It's only Yenissa the Rabbonin sprinkling him, and to do it, he'll become Tor, and he'll be able to bring us Korban Pesach. That's called Tzarech Gevoya. For sure it's Mutter. This is again, Rabbi Lezer, this is also Mutter. Omar Rabbi Kiva told back.